Integrity is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is November 5th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Interestingly enough, friends, we just got a phone call. One of the girls answered the phone here at the office and basically said, "You're going to die, you Nazi slut."
And then they hung up, of course, right away.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about love and tolerance. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about, man, it's interesting how these people operate. Totalitarianism, attack, cry victim, attack, cry victim, Nazis. Apparently they don't understand the definition of what a Nazi was.
No.
It's the same thing as what's going on right now. They play the Nazis, they accuse you of being the Nazis. You have to understand that. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Oh, and by the way, if you would like to also call and threaten anybody here in the ministry, just rest assured you will be getting a knock at your door. It'll just take a couple days, maybe not. And we will see things through,
yep.
Just so you understand that. Pretty cowardice due to the fact that the lines are always open, yet.
Yep, right on the radio.
Yeah, don't like facts. You know, as a matter of fact, speaking of which, I had a conversation with a guy dropping some stuff off at the office today. And he started talking to me about the whole homosexual issue. See what's happening, folks? They're becoming desperate is what's going on. And this guy was for pro-marriage. And I said, "I'm sorry that we even have to talk about homosexual marriage." And I said, and then he made a comment back to me that, you know, he was going to vote for, you know, marriage, traditional marriage. And I said, "Well, good for you." And I said, "If you look over to Canada," and what he was trying to do is he was trying to justify his wife's opinion, saying that it's not our job to come in and tell other people what to do. That's right. So tell them to leave us alone.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yeah. And he said, "You know, I just don't want to be narrow-minded about it." And really what he was doing is inadvertently taking a shot at me. And I went, narrow-minded, huh? I mean, kind of like that straight and narrow and difficult is the way, not broad and wide like what Jesus warned of. Wow, that's interesting, isn't it?
That's the way to hell, I heard.
Yeah, it is. Oh, speaking of that, and isn't that interesting, too, that, you know, all of a sudden I seen on my Facebook today that, you know, God is angry at sin, and he just hates the sin. And I said, really? I said, how is the act apart from the actor, then? How is the act apart from the actor? I said, then you become one of those socialized, useful idiots. Then you become so stupefied that you begin to believe that the gun is responsible for the crime rather than the one pulling the trigger.
Yeah.
I said, no, God doesn't hate just the sin. I said, how is the act apart from the actor? And then I said to him, I said, what is hell for?
Was that,
no, according to their mentality, that's just where you put the sin.
That's right.
But not the one that chose to commit the act of crime before a just and a holy God.
Yeah, sin is a materialized action that somebody does.
Oh, it's manifest.
That's right.
Yeah. But they don't think things through. They're just listening to what pastor said rather than seeing things through for themselves.
Blessing.
So back to the guy that was outside and he said that bigoted comment.
Narrow-minded.
Yeah. I just started. I said, dude, I'm in the ring all the time. Go for it. But rest assured, you're going to fall. And so what I said to him is next is I said, narrow-minded, huh? I said, I had a guy in Minneapolis one time, Chad Hartman from WCCO. He thought he was going to take me out on the radio and he was going to hang me out to dry in front of all of his listeners. So Chad said to me, speaking of the prayer that rocked the Capitol in Minnesota when I prayed May 11th, 2011. And I said to him, I said, so speaking of that, I said, it's interesting, Chad, that you would ask me what my opinion is, because my opinion doesn't matter. No more than your opinion matters. I said, what does matter is what God said. And speaking of that prayer at the Capitol, I said, all those references that I was talking about that you want to see if they were my opinion. No, they're etched in stone at the Capitol. Like, for example, Moses and the Ten Commandments. That's not my opinion, nor is it yours. And if you have an opinion contrary to what our forefathers gave us that established this covenant and this republic that we've had for over 237 years, the longest standing constitution in modern history, that's great, but it doesn't matter. We're ruled by law, not by opinion. So I said to him, and I said, those George Washington quotes in those civil buildings, that's not my opinion. Those are fact. They're etched in stone. Thomas Jefferson and Christian reference in our money and so on and so forth. I said, that's not my opinion. And I said, here lies the problem, Chad. I said, the problem is that we have different principles now. It's okay that we have different opinions as long as we're rooted in the same principles. And I said, there's the problem. And your opinion wants to oust. You want to evolve away from the freedoms and the liberties that have been bought and paid for through your opinion. My principles don't want to do that, you socialist, you communist. And I'm speaking about those that disagree with our republic. And if that's the case, then just move. No one's complaining about that. No one at all is complaining about that. So I says to myself, as I'm talking to this guy outside, I'm saying five things. It's amazing. Bradley can talk on five levels. Yes, indeed. So I said, which way does that broad and wide way lead? Which way does that lead? Oh, I get it. Your opinion wants to oust our freedoms. My opinion doesn't want to oust our freedoms. I want to know what established our freedoms, and those are the principles I want to stick my feet on. And I ain't moving. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. End of story. Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I wanted to say thank you to you guys, Bradley and Jake, for what you guys do. It's an awesome campaign that you guys are getting people active and putting boots on the ground. You guys actually prod Americans to do something about the problem. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the radio show, Sons of Liberty, and hopefully you guys continue for many more years to come and we can make a better America for our posterity. So thanks, you guys.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, now is the time. The last 15, or the last segment, the last 15 minutes of the show, we're going to have Judge Tim Tinglestead real quick. Jake will be doing an interview with him. So we got 45 minutes, so let's make it count. 1-877-807-9977. And again, friends, if you'd like to jump on Facebook with me, it's Bradley Dean at Facebook, Bradley Dean double E. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, it's Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And again, friends, if you'd like to jump on the phone, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct.
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Last trips we took were in Michigan. We were live on radio on AM 1260, The Pledge. So it's good to be back in the home studio. That's where we're at today. Thursday, we did River City Patriots. Friday, Eternal Word Church. Saturday, we were in Grand Rapids at the Awakening, GR Awakening. And then we were with Calhoun County Tea Party, Battle Creek. So we invite you to invite us if you want us to be a part of your Tea Party group. We can bring that message of the Sons of Liberty. And we're also thanking all of those that we were of and all the new listeners that are tuning in today. Speaking of listeners, Monica actually just quoted. We were talking about Pelosi and some of the back.
What's her last name?
The back girl. It's
don't
Miguel.
Say it. I just want to make sure. I was trying to be funny, but we're not going to go there right now. We are going to be talking about Bill Clinton in just a minute, though.
Oh, that's a different Monica. This is a good Monica.
Yeah, okay, good.
She said you were talking about Pelosi, speaking of the last show. And as I said, folks, at Facebook, at The Sons of Liberty, we're always going to share your comments, so bring them in. She said you were talking about Pelosi. She talks to dead people. She is loony. Thank you, Monica. Sean Barnish brought up that Arizona, now this is something a lot of people have skipped times, you know, we switched the times, time frames and all that. Well, Sean is an Arizona listener, so he said Arizona does not observe the DST changes, daylight savings times changes. Mm. So now we're on at 1 p.m. instead of noon in Arizona. So laugh out loud, he said. But that's for all of you that are listening. Yeah. You'll miss us if you tune in the wrong hour because it's only an hour program during the week.
Well, Jake, if they missed us, then how would they be hearing your plea right now?
That's right. They're going to listen to the podcast.
I just wanted to share that with you.
That's right. They'll listen to the podcast.
In other words, somebody tell them, right?
Yeah. So and that was a comment on the Facebook. So if you're your Facebook friend. Well, if you're missing us, you're not even hearing me right now.
That's the point.
Great point. Bradley Dean, Emulating Dictators, the last commentary that was put out on WorldNet Daily. It's also on a handful of sources this week. You can find it at GCNlive.com or on our Facebook, The Sons of Liberty. Let me control the textbooks. I will control the state. The state will take the youth and give to the youth its own education and its own upbringing. Your child belongs to us already. What are you? Quote, unquote, by Adolf Hitler. This new column actually breaks all that down. There's a very good video that you need to understand. When the state takes over education, it's for one purpose only. It's not to liberate the people. It's to bring them onto their ideology. And speaking of that, the new Black Panther Party, this is found on the Sons of Liberty, may monitor the polls. And I heard the SPL.
They what?
They may monitor the polls. This is
their own call. Whoa. What, are they a law unto themselves?
They're
just going to go monitor the polls. Sounds like someone's trying to cause some domestic insurrection here.
And it's happening.
Deliberately, you think?
And we will consider the fact whether we will legally and lawfully go to the polls. Again, to make sure there is no intimidation against our people.
Yeah, there's no intimidation anywhere. The only place I'm seeing this happening is from the bully pulpit from the President of the United States and his cohorts.
And who's our people? Aren't we all Americans?
Yeah. No, apparently not. I guess not.
That's what they thought. During the Republican National Convention, which Bradley and myself were there, did we attend?
We should get one of these guys on the radio. But see, the problem is once they know, folks, they don't like when, you have to understand, they don't like when people use facts. They want to sit there and deliberate the facts. They want to debate. They want to use circular reason. They never want to talk about the facts. They want to talk about how they've been victimized. Listen, folks, I can sing you a story for hours as to how hard life has been from where I came from, because I came from the blacks. I came from the Hmongs. I came from the Hispanic. I came from the streets of North Minneapolis. I get all that. Hey, what the heck do you think I'm doing here? I made the choice to get up and get above it and understand what life is all about rather than sit there and feel sorry for myself. Mm-hmm. And I think the bottom line is everybody needs to take the initiative. God has given us all a chance. We're all in America and we all have the opportunity and we all need to take advantage of that opportunity to make out of ourselves what God created us to make out of ourselves. Mm-hmm. We all have a choice. I'm just sick and tired of the race card, dude. Yeah. I really am.
Well, and the thing is, they said, the Republican National Convention, which you and I were both at. We did not participate in the convention part, but we were on Radio Row for quite a few days.
Yeah, and I did see a lot of black Tea Partiers there. That was awesome to see, by the way.
He said that it was under siege by white people, Republicans, and Tea Partiers.
Not at all.
I seem to see Alan West there.
Yes, I did. We talked to Alan West there.
A whole bunch of African-American people.
I did. And you know what? If I seen anybody... Listen, I have a black guitar player, friends. Yeah. I just want everybody to hear this. We were down in Mississippi one time. My guitar player, he's a buff dude.
Oh, yeah.
End of story. The dude takes his shirt off. You feel like you're watching Carl Weathers and Rocky I and Rocky II again. I kid you negative. I told him, my friend, Renee, my guitar player, I told him, listen, if anybody gives you any back talk, any race card stuff, I said to him, I said, rest assured, I will be the first one to stand in front of you, because that ain't flying here.
That's right.
God created us all as one blood, all nations as one blood. And I'm sick and tired of politicians attempting to use people to divide and conquer. Yeah. And the black folks and the white folks, especially in my generation and over the last 50 years, there's no reason all of this insurrection is going on outside of the purpose of a political ends and a political means. And that is to divide and conquer. That's it. Because as I've said probably 3 or 4 times on this radio program, there's no reason for it.
Right.
This generation, this decade, the last couple decades have no reason to talk about. As a matter of fact, when you look on television, I don't see the race card being played out.
No, I don't see who was the number one golfer for how long. It was Tiger Woods. I didn't hear anybody saying, well, he's black, I'm not going to go for him. I saw a man start from the bottom and become extremely rich because America says we don't care if you're black or you're white.
Successful, yes.
If you're good.
Yes.
And that's what happened to him. The top. I mean,
you can go down the line.
Go to the music industry.
The boxing. You can go to football. You can go to baseball. And you know what? Nobody's complaining about that. And by the way, nobody's decrying the fact that they're black and they're black men that are on top of their game. No, everybody's happy about it. Just like the American people are happy about putting a black American in office. And who's playing the race card? He is to those that put in there.
Yep.
And I'm sick and tired of it. I really am.
These comments of our people belong not. And speaking of a black
shame on
Republican.
You. Shame on them, dude.
Conservative Rep. Alan West. Now, we're talking about the polls because this is something that we've talked about for quite some time and we've discussed it. But down in Florida right now, Rep. West on this story on the Sons of Liberty on Facebook was talking about how he went in to get his, you know, he voted ahead of time because in Florida you can do that. The Florida congressman blasted the Democrats for what he said was a refusal to communicate with Republicans in one county and on a one-sided decision to allow voters to hand in absentee ballots in person rather than another county. So what's happening right now is it goes for the power grab. Now, voting is supposed to be your neighbors, your friends. You all come in, you vote for who you want to vote for.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to make sure that we ensure that right to everybody. But what happens is one particular party, and it can happen in both parties. I'm not just alienating Republicans from this. It can happen to both parties. They don't communicate amongst each other, and one's trying to get one over on the other when it comes to our voting and our ballots.
Yep.
So Alan West, again, putting it from the pulpit, from the pulpit that he has, he's actually pronouncing it. Folks, keep your eye out for this, and every one of you that are going to vote tomorrow, just keep an eye open. I'm not telling you to be paranoid, but keep your eyes open. This is your system.
That's exactly right.
This is your system.
Exactly right. You know, speaking of elections, Jake, I'm just kind of curious. Is anybody, because they're talking about this neck and neck race again, folks, I got two more days to talk about this, and I'm going to exasperate it if I have to. The point is, does anybody remember 2010? How come nobody's talking about 2010?
That neck and neck race?
Oh, my goodness. Not since 1938 have we ever seen such a domination of the American people take their government back.
Mm-hmm.
1938. Friends. Who's telling you this information? I mean, in Minneapolis, I get back home yesterday. I see Bill Clinton came into Minneapolis. You know what he's got in front of him? Well, the Star, the Minneapolis Star and Tribune. Jake calls it the Red Star.
I thought I smelled
and by the
funny
way,
in Minnesota when we came back.
Oh, my gosh. Did they tell on themselves? Dude, you know what? What's on the front page of the Communist News here in Minneapolis here? Forward. Big picture of Forward. Yeah. Man, they're very telling. They're telling you what it's about. We all know that that's a communist slogan, friends.
Yep.
We all know that that's MSNBC slogan, right? Mm-hmm. Friends, right?
We all know that's un-American, right?
We all know that, right? And you're getting all your information from un-American outlets, friends. So what do you think of that? Did you forget about 2010? Did you forget about those numbers that I continuously throw back in your faces, friends? He doesn't have the support. He doesn't have the numbers. The only thing he can do is divide and conquer through your ignorance if you believe what's going on. Remember what Stalin said. It's not who does the voting. It's who does the counting.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what I said. Why is the UN, why is this man usurping the Constitution of the United States and bringing a foreign face and a foreign power to come in? Because he wants to ensure that the votes are counted by them. And not by you. You got to wake up, friends. What about 2010, friends? What happened in 2010? I just want to put a question mark. What happened in 2010? You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Bill Clinton.
Billy Bob.
Coming in to Minneapolis to support Jim Graves. Oh, we had this guy on the radio. Mm-hmm. Nothing negative to say about him other than the fact that he's misguided in a major way.
And his policies stink.
And by the way, if you want to listen to the download, you can go ahead and listen to it. He's the one that said that.
Yeah, I did.
You guys know more than I do about this stuff, and he's the one running for office. Well, we're not in office.
So can we
talk about something different? We're a bunch of preachers on the radio, making sure that we got good guys there, right? Well, guess what happens yesterday? He comes in to help Jim Graves along, and all of a sudden everything backfired. I don't know if you guys knew this or not. It all backfired because the Demis aren't standing with him. And I suppose that's probably from our blogger friends. That's it. Dude, you know that saying, just give them enough rope?
Yeah.
Oh, they do it every time, friends. See, what the bloggers did is they basically put him out there that he was on a radio show. Not that they're that effective, but we have some idiots in a local newspaper that actually post some of these articles. And what happened is they put Jim Graves says Michelle Bachmann is a good person. Well, they went and did that. So what happened yesterday is all of that came back up and it completely backfired. So what they did, friends, is they divided and conquered themselves. You see how that worked? They did it to themselves again. See, they don't think things through. They just think that whatever they do, we're going to attack, we're going to shout, we're going to shoot, we're going to shout, we're going to shoot, and we're not going to think about the outcome. Mm-hmm. Well, they should have thought about the outcome because I think they're going to get it.
That's the
again.
Problem. They got to think.
They don't.
Know?
Well, they don't want to do that because mm-hmm. that's hard work for
Too
them.
Too much thinking.
Yes, yes. Folks. Right before the break, I was talking about the 2010 elections. What happened in 2010? riding a wave of voter frustration over the economy. And, folks, Bradley and Jake have not forgotten about the social issues. We have an economic problem because we have a moral issue here, right? Those that like to lie, steal, so on and so forth. Well, that's the problem. Once you get those fixed, those issues straightened out, you're not going to have an economy, or, I'm sorry, an economy problem. So riding a wave of voter frustration over the economy and the federal government itself, the Republican Party sailed into the majority of the House of Representatives with victories projected to be on a scale not seen since the end of the New Deal. Why? Because they seen what they were up against. They seen what Pelosi was doing and Reid was doing. Oh, Pelosi, the great traitor to your nation, by the way, friends. We're going to get to that next week. Fox News projected the Republicans would see a net gain of about 65 seats in the House. In races from Florida to Virginia to Indiana to Texas, voters were sending a rebuke to the party in power by electing Republicans, which, by the way, friends, is not your answer, over Democratic incumbents. Really what they were saying is they want our foundations restored is really what they were saying. Seniority did not seem to matter. Longtime representatives were falling just as hard as freshmen, succumbing to campaigns, many of them backed by the Tea Party movement that tied them to the unpopular federal policies and proposals. Right. Not laws, friends, proposals. Okay? The GOP gains would exceed that made during the Republican wave of the 1994 when the party packed up 54 House seats. Not since 1938 has the party made such monumental inroads.
And that's an testament to you and the victory of you, America.
What happened? What happened, America? How come nobody's talking about it? Furthermore, why is the media not talking about Benghazi again, friends? They're talking about the big storm. Yeah, not what really matters right now. They're undoing themselves. They're undoing themselves. I could go on.
A typical performance from the media. You know, when you say they're undoing themselves, and I hate to bring this back to the Clinton thing coming to town, but this is so good. Because what happened is Bachman's people were approached. What do you think about Bill Clinton coming to town? And apparently Jim Graves had made a statement of something like he was the greatest statesman, Bill Clinton, ever in history. Well, the man was obviously an adulterer, and it goes way beyond
that. Oh, yes, it does. But see Clinton Chronicles, friends. Right. It will put a shiver up your spine. They're responsible for 146 lives, friends.
Well, the thing is,
and drug dealing in Menza, Arkansas.
Well, that's his personal life, folks. If you can't keep your covenant to your wife, who you are supposed to love above all things on this earth, how in the world will you keep a covenant to the people you swear to serve? You just can't. Yeah. But this is what happened. The gentleman who was questioned, the chief of staff, said that Clinton came into town and rallied for Terrell Clark the last time about a year ago. And what happened is Terrell Clark got beat by double digits. So in that trip, we'll see if he can't deliver a repeat of performance for Graves. So what happens when he does come in? He gives a double-digit victory to Bachman, and they're hoping that he'll do the same. So they loved it that Clinton came to town.
Who do we have here?
But that's what the media does. That is what the media does.
Okay. And many times for us. Hey, by the way, Jake, I just got a question for you. Wherever Obama goes to campaign for somebody,
please
America
don't
hasn't
please
thought
don't
about
come.
This either. What happens?
Please don't come here. The same thing that happened when Bill Clinton gave a double-digit victory to Bachman because he came to town and rallied for
her opponent. What happened with Scott Walker in Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah. Facts. Those facts.
You know, what happens every time they get up on their horse? Mm-hmm. They think.
They get knocked down.
It's a mystery horse because he doesn't exist.
We're going to rent a stadium that holds 70,000 people this year.
Who do we have here?
What happens?
Yeah.
What happens? We've got some supporters of the Sons of Liberty that actually support us to the ministry. Homeschooling family, they're in the studio today actually listening to what's going on, and they're going to listen to the interview next segment.
Okay, so for the third time, who do we have here? Okay, cool. Amen. Oh, cool. Okay, we got some local. All right, cool. Gretchen. All right. Gretchen is mom. She's got all of her kids here stopping by. Awesome. You know, listen to the Tim Tingleson interview. Is that what's going on here? Folks, the doors are open. I don't care where you're at, what state you're at, in our union.
Or country.
We're in Minnesota. Annandale City is the city. Come on down. Check it out. Doors are wide open. Real quick, before we get to Tim Tingleson, he's up next. CNBC, remember on Saturday, friends, I broke the story about CNBC execs? Remember the racketeering? $43 trillion worth of ill-gotten gains by the administration, Obama's administration, Tim Geithner, attorney general, if that's what you want to call him, Eric Holder, Folks, a whole plethora of those that are around this administration have been busted because there's a lawsuit in the United States. Yeah, no, it's the largest money laundering and racketeering lawsuit in the United States history. His administration's being called out. CNBC actually broke the story online. And what's interesting about this, friends, within hours of the original story going up, the article was taken down. And CNBC Senior Vice President Kevin Krim received news that his children were killed under very suspicious circumstances the next day. This is what you are up against, friends. According to mainstream accounts, the children's nanny is responsible for the murders, allegedly stabbing both children and then cutting her own throat with a knife.
That sounds
Have you ever heard that before?
I've never heard that before.
However, those same mainstream news sources report the highly unlikely story that the nanny slit her own throat just after committing the homicides. Police have released very little information. Here's another cover-up, friends. Very little information, and although a wider plot has now been or has not been officially implicated, it seems very possible that these murders are a show of force against the press organizations for releasing such damning information about the most powerful people in the world. They want you to believe. Now, see, the truth is the most powerful force in the world.
Amen.
Because the Obama administration has failed to pursue any of the banksters criminally and indeed is actively borrowing monies for Mr. Obama's campaign for those same banksters to finance his political aspirations, the National Group of Plaintiff Homeowners has been forced to now expand its lawsuits to include racketeering, money laundering, and intentional violations of the Iranian. The Iranian Nation Sanctions and Embargo Act by the national banks, including amongst the bankster defendants. Some of the alleged conspirators are Attorney General Holder, Assistant Attorney General Tony West, the brother-in-law of the defendant California Attorney General Kamala Harris, John Corzine, remember the guy that lost billions of dollars and never had an answer for it, friends? Former New Jersey Governor Robert Rubin, former Treasury Secretary and bankster, Tim Geithner, Treasury Secretary, Vic Rampandit, recently resigned and disgraced chairman of the board of Citigroup. You probably have one of their credit cards, friends. Valerie Jarrett, she's the brains of the West Wing of the White House. Anita Dunn, a former communications director for the Obama administration. Robert Bauer, husband of Anita Dunn and chief legal counsel for the Obama re-election campaign, as well as the banksters themselves and their affiliates and conduits. For some reason, someone broke the right story because what they did, friends, to the reporter that broke the story, they went and killed his kids, friends. The very next day. Here, quote, unquote. Within hours, the original page for the article was taken down and CNBC Senior Vice President Kevin Krim received news that his children were killed under very suspicious circumstances. I would say so. The mother comes back home, didn't know where her kids were. She just took them swimming. She comes back into the house, and her kids were stabbed to death. And ironically, the lady that killed her or tried to kill herself by slicing her own throat.
Can't talk.
Yeah, she just can't talk. And don't be surprised if all of a sudden she just dies. Mm-hmm. Folks,
couldn't recover.
America, as I've shared and I share again and again and again, we're not talking about a third world country. This just happened in New York just a couple of days ago. Someone had the gall, the internal fortitude to tell you people in this country what's really going on. And for some reason, these people were so low as to kill their children. That should give you some idea as to what you're dealing with in the shadows. Very telling stuff, friends. Very telling stuff. How much time do I have here? Oh, not enough time. I wanted to hit this story. Folks, what we got coming up here next is Tim Tingelstead. Jake's going to do a quick interview with him for the last segment. Are you going to give me a couple of minutes at the very end, or are you going to just
however you want to
say
it.
Goodbye to me right now?
Yeah, however you want
I don't
do
think
it.
The people want me to go bye-bye right
it's
now.
It's your choice.
You know, I'm trying to figure out why all these big conservatives on the radio that You know, they act like they're the hot shots. How come they're not talking about this stuff?
Hot shots don't talk about that stuff.
Yeah, even Benghazi, it's like, let's stay the course. Yeah. What about Fast and Furious, man?
Yeah, you know, it's so old.
Yeah, what about, you know, we're not a Christian nation anymore. Now we're a Muslim nation.
Nah, that's
say it's
to be
he who gives $1.5 billion.
Separation of church.
Yeah, the guy that's running for re-election with the campaign slogan, communism forward.
That's
wow. When do you think America's going to wake up, Jake?
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We have Tim Tingelstad on the line with us right now. Before we break into this interview, the reason that we got Tim on the radio, and he's been on our show before talking about judicial elections here in the state of Minnesota and the reason for it and how we've evolved to this point in society. But this just kind of gives you an idea and an understanding of judges' minds these days. It's a little clip that I posted on Facebook on The Sons of Liberty. It has a picture of a yard and a bunch of signs up. Stop the cruelty to animals is the billboard there. Keep off the grass is a sign on the grass. Eat more plants on the telephone pole. PETA with a heart and an animal. Be kind to animals. Adopt a pet. Don't wear fur. Humane Society newspapers available right outside of an abortion clinic. That is how twisted in the mind we become. And Tim Tingelstad, your objective, you're a judge currently right now, but your objective in running for the Minnesota State Supreme Court is to reverse that thought process in our judicial system. Is that correct?
Well, absolutely, Jake. I mean, we need to get back, and that's why I've always been thankful of you guys bringing back our historical roots. We have to get back to where we are a blessable nation.
You know, you said this. This is actually on your website. And I'll let you give that here at the end. But
sure.
I am committed to preserving the people's constitutional rights to choose their judges through meaningful, contested, nonpartisan judicial elections. Exactly. I believe that justice is served when judges fear God and love the people. Those are the key words right there. Where do we get our rights? From God. So if the judges don't fear God, do you think they're going to fear taking away your rights? Of course not. You said, I will submit my will to the will of the people. And I kind of did one of those little head things like, huh? But then you finished it by saying, as expressed through the original intent of the Constitution. So I will submit my will to the will of the people, but not as a democracy, not as a mob, but as is expressed through the original intent of the Constitution. 27 years you've had Minnesota legal experience, 12 years as a magistrate on the district court bench, and this year you are running unendorsed. Is that correct? And tell me your story, because I appreciated this. Listen, folks, he said to me on the radio before he got on. Again, we're talking to Tim Tingleson, thehighesthill.com. When he got on, he said, you know what? I know God's going to put me into position in the Supreme Court. I don't know exactly when that's going to be or how it's going to happen, but I know at this point, nobody's going to be able to take credit for it because the Republican Party isn't endorsing. They had done it last year, and I'll let you explain this. No other organizations other than God himself has. But don't get me wrong, folks. I've seen more judges seen more signs for Tim in yards. As a matter of fact, some people in the studio just brought some today for this man because of what he stands and the principles that he stands for. So give us your roadmap here, if you can, Tim. What has brought you to this point? You're standing, and you're going to stand some more.
Well, thanks, Jake. I appreciate that. And you know, you said it so well. You know, I will submit my will to the will of the people as expressed the original intent. There's two things that people have to ask any man or woman that they're considering seating on the highest court. That's what is your worldview? What do you believe? How do you see things? What is the rule of law in your mind? But then second is, will you submit your will to the will of the people as expressed through the original intent of the Constitution? Because that Constitution, as I'm sure you preach and teach on the radio, is an anchor that holds us in the safe harbor of truth. It's not a sail that brings us anywhere. That's where the people have originally spoken as to what their will is. And I have no ability and no authority, whether I'm a conservative or a liberal, and I'm a conservative-minded man, to impose my will on the will of the people and ignore the Constitution.
So you'd agree what Bradley says oftentimes. Listen, we have parties, you know, Democrat, Republican, Independent, Green, whatever, but we only have one Constitution. It doesn't matter about the political platform that you're running on. It matters about the Constitution you swear an oath to uphold, yes?
Absolutely, Jake. Really, the whole purpose to me in political parties, especially in judicial elections, but I think in anything, they're just ways of educating people. And that's the way we should look at it. And that's the tragedy of a party deciding not to endorse a nonpartisan judicial candidate. Because no matter what a party does, whether they endorse you or not, you don't get an R or a D in front of your name. You run under our Constitution in the state of Minnesota without party designation. That's nonpartisan. So you never do get that D or an R. But what they're saying when they endorse, a party endorses you, is they give you access to their people and say, you go ahead and talk to these people. We'll give you access to them, and you tell them who you are, and then they can decide whether they want to put you on the highest court. That's the tragedy of a party saying, we don't want to get involved and endorse judicial candidates.
It closes the doors for people. But now people that listen to the Sons of Liberty realize it's not a party issue here, folks. This is America. We're all Americas, all Americans. As we talked about in the last segment, and we posted on the Facebook about the Black Panthers talking about our people. There is no our people. We're all the people of the United States of America. Now, a question for all of you listeners, and I'm going to give you the number, 877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. We have 5 minutes left. What is, according to the federal Constitution, Tim is now running for the state Supreme Court in Minnesota. The state Supreme Court here in Minnesota, as Tim Tingleton is running. He's going to be on all the ballots. So, folks, when you're there, take a look at or take a listen to what you're hearing today, and you can vote accordingly. If you choose to vote for him, it'll be in the state of Minnesota. But this is the question. According to the federal Constitution, how long do judges serve? How long does a Supreme Court justice serve? The number is 877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. Tim, we're going to let them answer that, and I'll let you tell them if they're right or wrong. But continuing on, Governor Morris, I believe, is who it was. He said there should not be any judicial elections because judges should not be accountable and should not have to politic. They should not have to be accountable to special interests. They should only be accounted to God. explain how we got to the point now where we need to keep our judges in check because they have become political.
Well, I absolutely believe that he's correct, and that if a man is not accountable to God, then why would you believe that he's going to be accountable to the people?
Thank you. Very well said. So, but we're talking about now judicial elections, where we vote for a judge, for instance, in our state. And why is it that we're at that point where we have to, Tim? Because you gave me some good insight on this before in the past.
Well, we have to look into their... Restate your question, Jake.
Why is it that we should have judicial elections now? Why not appointed by the president, for example, appoints the Supreme Court justices and they're confirmed by the Senate?
Right.
Why have we switched gears from that? And you gave a really good explanation of that.
Well, in 1858, the founders in the state of Minnesota put in our Constitution, it's never changed, that the way we do it here is the people elect the judges to serve on their highest court. And if they don't do a good job, then they elect somebody else to replace them. On the federal level, when the founders did our U.S. Constitution, they said, well, we're not going to make our Supreme Court justice in the United States Supreme Court elected. We don't want them all politicking. But they believed, Jake, that our Supreme Court in the United States was simply going to apply the law to the facts. They were not going to be the final determiner of what the Constitution means. They understood, Jake, that responsibility is not just the court's responsibility, but that's the executive branch, the legislative branch, and then more importantly, it's the people themselves. We're the ones that need to be constitutional experts, and we can't just simply say when a man puts a black robe on, then he becomes the expert and final determiner of what the Constitution means.
That's right. You know, and we have a caller here calling in, and I'm assuming he's going to want to answer this question, and it's so hard. As a matter of fact, Sherry from Michigan, will you answer the question because it's going to tie into what me and Tim are talking about right now. What is the term of tenure for a Supreme Court justice?
As long as they have good behavior.
Thank you. Most people say their whole life, they're in there forever till they retire. No! If they have good behavior. Now, Tim, thank you, Sherry. We have something for you. As a matter of fact, we're going to send it to you. So I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to let Heather get your information and send it off to you. She was right on the money. Thank you, Sherry. You are a true daughter of liberty. The people hold judges accountable. When the judge goes outside of what, Tim, you were just explaining, their original purpose was to determine the law in the situation and apply it to a situation, not to determine what their view is of the law or the Constitution, then you impeach them.
That's
and
right.
Then that puts fear in the judges, so the judges don't have to politic. They're not getting involved in special interests because they have no interests. They come in just like a referee does to a basketball game and gets the rule book and says, I will be a ref according to the rules. I don't choose a side. I don't say, well, this side has less stars than the other side. This side got a first-round draft pick. And therefore, we need to count it against them and handicap them. That's not what the judge's job is to do. Tim, when you serve in the state of Minnesota in the Supreme Court, can both parties feel that you will be fair in your justice? And what would you leave the people? Give us some contact information and a way to find out more about you because we're going to be voting tomorrow.
Absolutely. I will be fair and impartial because impartiality applies to the parties. I won't treat a Republican different than a Democrat, different than an independent or any other belief system, any person different. That's where the impartiality goes.
You got it.
They can read about me, learn more at highesthill.com. That's highesthill.com.
Thank you so much, Tim Tingleston. He has been serving the people in the 9th District in Minnesota for the past 12 years as a judge, doing exactly what he just said. No new platform, folks. What you heard is what you get with Tim Tingleston. Thank you so much for joining us. Join us again tomorrow at the Sons of Liberty. Like us on Facebook, The Sons of Liberty. Talk to you then.
Sons of Liberty.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.